Two former MPs are furious after finding out they weren't told that they were targeted by the Chinese-backed hackers. So this is Simon O'Connor from National and Louisa Wall from Labor. They were hacked all the way back in 2021. And the FBI told the New Zealand government about the attack in 2022, a year later, but apparently nobody ever told them. And Simon O'Connor's with us. Hey, Simon.
G'day, Heather. How are you?
Well, thanks, mate. Good to talk to you. When did you find out?
I found out, it would have been March, around March, actually. So when the government announced another cyber attack in March this year, that made myself and other IPAC-related people sort of pick up our ears and begin some inquiry. So it was soon after that it became clear that we'd been targeted.
Oh, this is the one that they went public with. That was the first that you were aware that you'd been hacked.
That's a separate attack, we think, but the fact that so many nations, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, simultaneously talked about that attack raised questions in the IPAC and other networks. So we started asking more questions, which then flushed out this other one that happened to us in January 2021.
Who finally fessed up to you then?
It came through the IPAC network. As you introduced, nothing or no one in New Zealand has spoken to us, told us anything. We just used our own networks, and it became much, much clearer that we were targeted. So it started with the US Department of Justice unsealing an indictment, which made things relatively clear. And then there's been some further correspondence and engagement with the likes of the FBI that have made things more explicit for us.
Do you know what they managed to get, as in the hackers?
What it is what they call a pixel reconnaissance. So basically, they were able to use emails and a pixel in an image that if someone opened it, so someone like myself or Louisa, it's also Anne-Marie Brady, the academic in the University of Canterbury. We were the three specifically targeted. If we'd opened it, it would have sent information such as what browser are we using, what's our IP address. And that's then sort of the first step for a further attempt to be made to extricate more information from our systems.
Okay. Why do you think it is that New Zealand hasn't told you?
Look, I don't specifically know. Be fair to say, Heather, other jurisdictions, my friends and colleagues in Canada, for example, and Belgium, they were also not informed. I just don't know. It just does not make sense. This was a progressive attack. It was a first stage of many. You would think that authorities would tell those impacted so that, you know, we could take further precautions. I want to stress that to you and listeners too. We weren't naive on this. People like Louisa and I, Anne-Marie, we know we get targeted. We put as much protection in place, but you would think we'd get told with something like this happening.
Yeah, interesting. Simon, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Best of luck with that. Simon O'Connor, former National Party MP, and also the IPAC that he was referring to as the Interparliamentary Alliance on China.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.